Have a look at this. This exemplifies this idea of linguistic relativity and how it could at least influence our thought, or could it maybe even determine our thought. It comes from William Golding's The Inheritors. William Golding also wrote The Lord of the Flies. Although you'll understand the words, do you understand what is happening here? I'll read it for you. I'll begin now. The bushes twitched again. Look, steadied by the tree, and gazed. A head and a chest faced him, half hidden. There were white bone things behind the leaves and hair. The man had white bone things above his eyes and under the mouth, so that his face was no longer than a face should be. The man turned sideways in the bushes and looked along his shoulder. A stick rose upright, and there was a lump of bone in the middle. Luke peered at the stick and the lump of bone and the small eyes and the bone things over the face. Suddenly, Luke understood that the man was holding the stick out to him, but neither he nor Luke could reach over the river. He would have laughed if it were not for the echo of the screaming in his head. The stick began to grow shorter at both ends, then it shot out to full length again. The dead tree by his ear acquired a voice, clop. His ears twitched and he turned to the tree. By his face there had grown a twig. The twig smelt of other and of goose and of the bitter berries he must not eat. So, what happened? Can you comprehend the situation here? What has happened here? Because of the way William Golding has used grammar and vocabulary here, it's difficult to fathom some of the things he's saying. For example, he writes, a stick rose upright, and there was a lump of bone in the middle. He also writes, the stick began to grow shorter at both ends. How can that be? The dead tree by his ear acquired a voice. Can trees acquire a voice? So, William Golding has experimented with grammar and vocabulary to give us an alternative worldview. And perhaps it's difficult for us to understand this worldview because of the way the grammar and the vocabulary is used. The key to understanding this is that Luke is a Neanderthal and he sees humans for the first time on the other side of the river. And there were white bone things behind the leaves and hair. And the man turned sideways in the bushes and looked along his shoulder. A stick rose upright. Now, when this is actually the person on the other side of the river holds a stick upright, and there was a lump of bone in the middle. That lump of bone actually is an arrow, and the stick is a bow. Luke peers at the stick. It looks as though the man is holding out the stick to him, but of course it's too far. Then he sees a stick begin to grow shorter at both ends. That's because the human on the other side of the river is using the bow. He's pulling the string back and consequently becomes shorter. Then when the bow becomes longer again, that's because the human has let go of the string that holds the arrow. And then the dead tree by his ear acquired a voice. That's because the arrow hit the tree. And now when you understand that situation, then you can understand the text better. So this is William Golding's attempt to show this idea of how grammar and vocabulary can affect our viewpoint of the world as we understand it.